It's time for the Phenology Show. Phenology is the rhythmic biological nature of events as they relate to climate. I was listening to one of those clips that I do for the Daily Phenology late last week, and I heard myself talking, and I thought, well, that's odd. How can I be two places at once when I'm really nowhere at all? But I was talking about the European larch, which is a relative of the tamarack, and I have one growing in my yard, and that is, it reached its peak of color last week, probably about the time the snow hit on Thursday. It might have been Wednesday. You know, you can argue with when it reached its peak. But it was at least a week behind the tamaracks. The tamaracks were at their peak of color around the 18th, 19th, and this would have been like the 26th, 27th, somewhere in there. But the tree was absolutely spectacular, and it still looks pretty darn good. It's pretty much golden yellow right now. And you can find these tamarack relatives around the area here and there. There used to be a big patch of them just north of Gun Park in the Grand Rapids area. What I would say about the European larch is that it doesn't seem to spread to the wild. And so if you're seeing a tamarack today that really looks like ultra colorful, full of needles, it's probably a larch, and it's probably in somebody's yard or on their property somewhere. It's probably something that someone has planted there with deliberation. So look for them today, tomorrow, and appreciate the last lingering color of the European larch. And if you recall last week's program, it's not from around here. So keep an eye out for them. And the other plants that you're going to see this week that are kind of a not from around here, weeping willow, some silver maples, the river birch right outside the studios here, Lombardy poplars. There are a number of trees that are brought to this area whose phenology is not of this area, and so they react by being a bit off-season compared to their compatriots. So watch for them. There's still some color out there. When you see them, appreciate them, but know that they're probably not of this area. Other notes from this past week, common milkweed. I started to see the milkweed seeds flying around last week about Tuesday, Wednesday, and it wasn't too long after that that the snow came and that put a kibosh on those. But if we get some warm, sunny days with some wind in the next week, ahead, we might see more of those seeds out flying around. Now's a good time to go out and grab up a couple of those milkweed pods. Take the whole pod and bring it home. The seeds are kind of coffee colored. Lots of white silk hanging around. Don't worry about that. Just go out in your yard someplace where you're not going to mow over them. Kick the snow away, kick up the soil a little bit. You'll see that the ground is not anywhere close to being frozen underneath. Just rough up the soil a little bit and spread those seeds out. And I guarantee you, next spring you will have milkweed coming up there, and the monarch butterflies will be very happy to thank you for that. I took a trip down to the cities this past week. I went all the way down to Northfield and talked to some kids at the Northfield Prairie Creek Community School. And then I stopped in Osseo and talked to some students or some teachers there. And while I was traveling, I noticed that I had to go south of McGrath. I went down Highway 65, and I was south of McGrath before I found a big tooth aspen that still had leaves on it. Otherwise, from here to McGrath, which is south of McGregor, about 30 miles, there was nothing. I mean, well, I shouldn't say that. There were a few trees around Big Sandy Lake, red oaks, the younger red oaks down below the treetops that were still covered with leaves. I saw one lovely patch of sumac right at the Big Sandy overlook there, And that overlook, by the way, is closed and has been for a while, which is kind of distressing because I like to stop there. But there was a patch of sumac right across the road from that that was absolutely startlingly red. And the other thing I noticed and have noticed really all over the area is that there are still a lot of northern holly berries around. Now, I was looking at the northern holly by my house. I have this decorative crab apple that puts out an apple, oh, like the size of the end of your little finger. And the birds just love them. The robins, the grouse, the white-throated sparrows, they all come in and just pig out on them. And I still have robins. Yesterday, in fact, last night, I was out just before dark, and there's a robin sitting in that apple tree eating apples. Well, they had found the northern holly by my house and consumed the berries. But it doesn't take much of an eye right now to find northern holly berries out and about. Look in the low areas, look along streams and rivers, and look for shockingly red berries. And there was it was a bountiful year for them, and the birds haven't been able to eat all that are available. So there's still some northern holly berries out there to be seen. Common asparagus, you know, as I said, I went down to the cities. I was south of McGregor when I saw some that was still a little bit green, but basically asparagus up here is flaming yellow. And if you don't know what it looks like, go on KAXEKBXE Season Watch page and check out the picture that Karen Uthout put up that is a lovely picture of asparagus. And you should be marking those places. Now is the time of year to put some kind of a mark out there so that you know when to or where to go. And I will tell you when to go next spring. But where to go is the important thing to know, because if you can't remember where they were, you're not going to find them, because you're going to be looking for these little shoots that are right down at ground level. So watch for those. On my trip down south, just north of Big Sandy Lake, there was a little pond on the left-hand side of the road, probably not more than an acre of water, and there were at least 30 trumpeter swans in there. And looking at the KAXEKBXE Season Watch page, there had to be, Carl Gallus, I think, said that there were, he'd seen more than several hundred in North Itasca County in the last couple of days and weeks. And there are a lot of trumpeter swans around the area, so keep an eye out for those. Lots of things going on, and worthwhile checking them out. The KAXEKBXE Season Watch page is an excellent place to go to find out what's happening around the area. And many of you who frequent the KAXEKBXE Season Watch page have not yet become members of KAXE. And I think it's important that you make that commitment, because we do that so that you can be informed about the state of wonders in the state of Minnesota. And we're encouraging you now to make that extra step. You know what? You've been there, you've taken your photos, you put them on the page, you've shared your observations with people all over the state, all over the nation, worldwide, in fact. And you need to make that extra step and become a member. And while you're doing that, or if you're driving to work this morning, don't call while you're driving, but when you get to work, like, take a second and call us and let us know you're listening and you want to become a member. While you're driving this morning, watch for those snow buntings. Ed Dallas said down in his area, there are lots of snow buntings flying around, lots of snow buntings in the Grand Rapids area. What you're going to see with the snow buntings is white. Now, the whole bird isn't white, but when it flies, it's got big white patches on its wings. It's got a white tail. It really, the overwhelming color that you see when you see snow buntings is white. And the other thing about snow buntings is you seldom see a single bird. It's almost always a flock. And I've seen as few as three, but I've seen as many as a couple hundred. So 30 to 50 is probably average in the snow bunting group. The other thing you want to watch for are the autumn willows. Now that the leaves are off of most everything up here, take a look at these patches of willows, and you're going to see in these patches of willows, you're going to see what look like sort of pussy willows, white kind of cottony flowers hanging from one of the willows in there. Now, this particular species of willow doesn't spread rapidly and colonize an area. It grows singly, and you'll see a patch. You'll see an autumn willow, and then maybe somewhere else in the same bog, you might see another autumn willow. But you'll never see like 15 autumn willows in one area. They just don't grow like that. But you can see them pretty easily right now. Watch in the willow patches and look for those big, white, fluffy seed heads that are out there. Around my house, I had fox sparrows, juvenile white-throated sparrow, juncos, goldfinches, purple finches, chickadees by the zillions, and the woodpeckers, pileateds, downies, and hairies. All coming to the feeder. I had a red-bellied woodpecker show up at my feeder this past week. I don't see them very often. And so there are a lot of birds around. Karen Uthout has a beautiful picture of a pine grosbeak up at her feeder in northern Itasca County. And they will be coming to a feeder near you very soon. If you want to attract the grosbeaks, put out a feeder with no top on it. They like just a platform that's open to the sky. And that will bring the grosbeaks, black oil sunflower seeds, of course, and that will bring the grosbeaks into your place. My final note for the day, I was watching three deer in my garden the other day, and they were kind of munching their way across the yard. They were actually eating the leaves off of the blackberry plants. There are just a few leaves left on the blackberries, and they were carefully picking those off and eating them. And then they got in the garden, and once they got in the garden, they found the Brussels sprouts, and they hit the Brussels sprouts pretty hard. So I don't mind. I've eaten all the Brussels sprouts I need to for this year, and if the deer want to have a few, that's fine with me. That's the Phenology Show for today. Remember, every Tuesday we bring you the Phenology Show, and we're asking you to bring us a bit of your largesse as a member of KAXE. So if you haven't become a member, if you're a renewing member and now is the time for you to renew, please give us a call. The number is 800-662-5799.